Let me tell you about Joaquin. Joaquin is a hurricane.
Yes.
That is expected to move up to a Category 4 hurricane. Ugh. There have been no hurricanes or major storms yet this year, except this one that's in the Bahamas the day that we're going to the Bahamas. The storm will bring pounding surf, dangerous seas, strong winds, drenching squalls. This is from the Weather Channel. Drenching squalls and flash flooding to central Bahamas. Wind gusts could reach between 75 and 100 miles per hour on some of the islands. And as a result, Joaquin will threaten lives and property in the Bahamas through Thursday before turning northward. So it's according to this, by Saturday Friday morning. By Friday morning. Friday morning, it should have turned northward already.
Here's the thing.
And we should be safe.
Here's the thing is it will not be near us. We'll be fine with that. And even if there is any kind of problems, cruise ships have so much technology as far as radar and different stuff being able to tell storms that they'll just reroute.
Right.
So I'm not totally worried. Fine.
So we could end up in St. Thomas.
No one's scared.
By the way, this is where you cut to me.
Too. Get on the life raft!
My dad's been sending me different swell charts because I don't know how to read any of that stuff. My mom's been texting me going, so is there any, you know, is there going to be a refund? How's this going to work?
And
I have no idea.
On the 7-day cruise, we went to a bunch of places, and one of them was supposed to be Cozumel, where we had a plan to go to Cozumel Palace, and the storm was too bad there, and we just didn't go.
We stayed at sea with our feetsies in the hot tub.
Yeah.
A little bit of rain coming down. We were drinking Budweiser, and we were enjoying it.
We really did.
Telling stories.
Four of us in a 3-man hot
tub. Six of us in a 4-man hot tub.
Whatever. Yeah. Still, it was uncomfortable.
So, Friday, it's supposed to be off the coast. We arrive in the Bahamas on Saturday, correct? Saturday morning?
Yes.
Okay, so... we'll get there after all the devastation has occurred, which will be fun to go and sightsee.
Sightseeing in the Bahamas. You're going to Atlantis.
Yeah, I've never
That's
been.
It.
Listen
I've
to
been
me.
To see. It's
never
a bunch
been.
Of, bunch
you
of
know,
tents and a bunch of kids asking you for money.
You know what you get to do? You get to loot.
Yeah.
Oh, I need a new TV. So there we go. Done.
They haven't seen new TVs since the 60s.
If you need a Zenith, you can get one. Pick one up there.
You'll be fine.
Good luck carrying that tube TV back to the boat.
It's weird because this girl I know I grew up with just moved down to the Bahamas. So I was like, hey, is there anything cool that I can take my kid go do? And she goes, yeah, but you have to be really careful because it's really nice, but it's also kind of like a third world country. You have to be careful.
Yeah.
They may rob you the second you step off the boat.
Listen to me. What are you planning on doing?
I wanted to go. There's a shark wrestler, but it's like $300 a pop to go watch him wrestle sharks. I don't know if I want to
see wrestle a shark.
Yeah. Oh, you never saw Deep Blue Sea? That guy was
he was a shark wrangler.
Is that the same thing?
No, wrestler is right.
He wears a luchador mask.
Wrestler,
and
you're naked.
Oh my god. It's more wrangling. I think he just has a lasso on it and he kind of brings it over and he goes, you guys want to pet a shark? And I go, that looks safe, Ben. Go right for the mouth.
Yeah, no. Go to your best bet for him is to go to Atlantis.
Yeah.
It's a giant water park.
Yeah, sure.
And it's a giant water park that's completely safe. Water park Willie, are you kidding me?
Right.
Of course I'm going there.
I'm not.
What are you going
to
do?
I don't know, but I'm not going to Atlantis. I don't even like the water. I don't even like the water slide.
I know it sounds dumb, but I'm more of an adventure person. Like, I think that's cool, but I want to go see things I've never done before. I'd rather go rent a car and drive around the town and take a
walk. You should call Diane from Action on Travel and let her... tell you some of the cool things to do. Seriously.
Okay.
Like, I rented a Jeep one time. I went on a Jeep tour.
Yeah.
So we went on the Jeep tour. We get off the thing, and there's about 50 Jeeps lined up on the road. Regular, like, 4x4 Jeeps, you know. And we go out, and it was me and my wife and Iverson and his wife, and I was driving, and we were, like, third to last. And there was a guy in the front and a guy in the back, and they radioed to each other when it was time to go, and you went. And we started driving. And I had to pee so bad, and every time we hit a bump, a little came out, and I had to go. So finally, I had to flag down my guy behind me. All 50 cars stop, and I'm like, guy gets out. He goes, "What's the problem?" And I go, "I gotta pee," and he's like, "So pee," and I'm like, "Where?" And he goes, "Right here." And I'm like, "All right."
Yeah.
So I got out, and everybody's like, "What's the problem back there?" He goes, "He has to pee." All 50 Jeeps just waiting there and waiting there. I'm like, "Okay, no pressure." Yeah, no, but that's fun, though. Get the Jeep and just go off-roading.
Yeah.
That's great.
I just like adventures. I want to go see the island. I know there's an island
where a pirate?
Yeah, well, I know that there's an island there that just has pigs. For some reason, pigs just swim on this island, random wild pigs.
Listen to me. I have seen that before.
Yeah.
You know Mariah Milano, the ex porn star,
food lady.
She sent me a video. She's got a. She went there to the Bahamas. I forgot what it's called. It'll hit me in a second. It's an area where the pigs came off a boat years and years ago
and multiplied
and now they all swim in the water. They're swimming pigs. So when the boat comes up,
pig beat.
They swim out to you. Oh, that's crazy. Dude, it's amazing. I forgot about that.
Here's the thing, though. Don't waste your money on that. There'll be plenty of pigs on the cruise. Just go to the buffet.
So we got a hurricane whipping down in the Bahamas right now.
But wait, what are you going to do in the Bahamas if you're not going to the casino?
I don't know. Why do you have to know where I'm going to be every 5 minutes?
Yeah, what are you,
I think I'm going to go golf.
I mean, why don't you just follow with your drone?
I will. I'll keep my HD quadcopter on you.
I have a question. How is everyone getting over there?
Oh, we're taking a cruise ship?
Yeah, no, but I got how we're getting to the Bahamas. How are we getting to the port?
What do you mean to the port? Oh, to the Port Canaveral?
Yeah, in Orlando.
Drive your car.
My car won't make it.
Your car won't make it?
My car is a piece of crap. It's been falling apart for two years
now. She has a window that won't roll up.
Yeah. Real quick, though, it's Thursday, so I don't know. Make plans.
I mean, I've been asking people for a week, and everyone keeps going, I
just
assume.
You've never asked me.
Listen, I just assumed that you and Spanish, you guys were putting something together, whatever. I already have plans.
Right, and that's what I've asked Spanish for a week, and he keeps going, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't even made it.
What are your plans?
I'm going with John Brennan and his brother and sister-in-law and stuff.
His brother has a name.
Kevin. Sorry, Kevin.
I think your plan was to come with me.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, because you mentioned that a couple weeks
you're
ago.
You're out.
But, yeah. I figure you have all your family and
that's
stuff,
the thing. So. I don't have enough room anymore.
Oh, I don't care.
I figure all the whole family's going.
I'm ready to drive, yeah.
So, Carmen, there you go.
And Joe.
Spanish. Well, now
there
you go. Now I have an answer. Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Spanish. I forgot.
I wasn't planning on. I didn't think that was gonna happen.
By the way, this is one of those things where I want to remind you guys: you all live on your own. Like, how do you not? It's Thursday. I mean, don't know how you're getting to the port.
I was gonna provide transportation for all of you, but after Galvin jumped all over me yesterday about helping you out,
I'm sure.
I was going to go with the promotions guy. I was going to go with just John and Dennis, but they have to leave at 7. And so then I asked Mike Olivero if I could take the other promotion vehicle, and he was like, can't you just leave at 7 with them? I was like, go ahead, ask Mike Kelta if I can do that.
Of course that didn't happen. Yeah. I would have said no.
Exactly. And he just looked at me, he's like, oh, well, it's... I was like, yeah, you're a jerk.
Whoa. So you can go with Spanish and Joey.
But Spanish can't drive because he's going to Hush tonight, and Hush was going to be the warm-up for the
Joey
entire
will drive.
Joey will drive.
Joey
will
his drive. Father drive.
Yeah.
He'll go 50 miles per hour the whole way there.
Yeah.
I've never driven with Joey, I don't think, and I can't. Carmen, the only thing worse than Carmen is you.
Yeah, he is terrible.
You are the worst
not
driver.
That bad.
No, you're not compared to Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh God, he's not. It's not even like the road exists. He's just on his phone the whole time. Like you can see the phone.
This he doesn't know how to change lanes.
This
he's
is coming
slow.
From. This is coming from Tweet and Periscope. Yeah. Drive with my knees. Hit every bump.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Never been in an accident.
I was in the car with both of them, and it's funny because Spanish was on his phone, and then Joe was yelling at him, and it's like an old married couple. Because Spanish won't get off the phone. The old lady's yelling at the old husband, get off your phone, and I'm just sitting in the back like the abused child just watching mommy and daddy fight.
I have a thing on my thing that says text her on board. This way if my car is swerving, they know that I'm just texting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll see you guys there. Figure it out.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
All righty.
All right, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. You know we're about to enter into another war. You hear what's happening, what's going on over
there? Yes, there were some missiles fired, right?
Yeah, Russia is firing on Syria in what they say is to try and fight ISIS. But the truth is that we were trying to help Syria against ISIS. They are firing against what we consider to be the good guys.
Yeah.
But did you hear how it went down, how they notified America that they would be doing it?
No.
A 3-star Russian general walked into the Russian embassy to the American embassy and said, hey, it's happening in an hour. Get out of our airspace. And we were like, no, it's not happening. And they were like, oh, yeah, it is. And they released a transcript, and they said that they did say please, but they weren't asking for our permission.
Wow.
So now Russia's doing their own thing. It's just showing you how weak this country is looking.
Putin was just on 60 Minutes on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And
put his shirt off.
Yeah. The way he was talking, he just, you know, doesn't seem like he cares about anything else, really. He's just like, well, whatever.
On the news yesterday, they called him the best thing. They said he's an educated thug, is what he is. He's a smart bully. So he knows what he's doing, and he's not afraid to go out there and kick a little ass. So they began bombing, and they're bombing the wrong people that we are bombing. So the rest of the world is looking to us like, hey, who's running things over here?
Right.
And it's now going to be a power struggle between us and them, and we aren't going to win because Putin was not afraid to do what he has to do.
I went to help my son with his homework last night, and we opened up his computer to get on there and do stuff, and he goes, oh, great, they're bombing. That's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? Wait, what? And I actually, like, because that was the first I saw of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is that we got a news alert before the show ended yesterday, but it didn't have all the right information on it, and it said that we had bombed Syria was a news alert, and which we had been doing. We have been carrying out strategic bombs against what we assume was ISIS.
Here comes our action movie. So we go to war with Russia, and we're out on the cruise ship.
Oh,
we
no.
survive. We live in the Bahamas, but then we turn the Bahamas into like U.S. territory. Well, but and then we take over and we fight Russia from the Bahamas,
like Red Dawn.
Yeah, Wolverines.
And we eat the pigs that swim.
Yeah,
as our food. Because at that point we're not going to have food anymore.
No. We train the pigs to be a pig army.
Oh, okay.
And they help us have pig navy, since they could swim. And that is our we strap
pig
bombs.
Army sounds more right though.
Yeah, pig. We
I think there already is one.
We strap bombs to the pigs. And we teach them how to swim out to the Russian ships.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, there's look, little piggy swimming. Boom.
Kamikaze pigs.
Ribs for everybody.
And then we could have, like, cool, like, catchphrase, you know, like, hasta la vista, baby, and that. So I'd go, I like my pork shredded.
No.
And then kaboom, it blows up,
nice.
Right?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Or oink, oink, MF-er.
I like that.
Sweet. Kaboom! I'm good. I'm catchphrase guy.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
You just got barbecued.
Look in the water. What is that? Looks like pig.
Yes.
Boom.
Yeah.
And you got to throw a line in there.
And then I say, you want potato salad with that? Jerk. No. I'll write him down, though.
Okay, good.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.